Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Paul Kahn is going to join us for about 45 minutes coming up later in the hour. Then I will attempt to get into all of the unbelievable. It just gets crazier every day, confirming the total globalist takeover, the economic news. Some good news. Congress will probe special exemptions to health care law that Obama administration gave select unions and businesses. So that's a step in the right direction. Republicans have revived a proposed legislation to force ISPs to retain all user data, your browsing history. That's basically piecemeal part of the Cybersecurity Act. That's incredible. They're now releasing the genetically modified mosquitoes that are doing hellish things. That is coming up. But what I've been covering over the last hour is shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. We want to make that the number one Google search term today, citizen spy networks. And I'm begging you folks to get this article and get it out to everybody. And to get the DVD, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. You know, those of you that have the means, take it to a duplicator. It says on the disc, copy and share, and, you know, make 1,000 copies and hand deliver it to your police chief. Hand deliver. See, there's a bunch of things happening here. They're openly announcing tyranny so that those of us that are awake and know what's happening get scared and shut up. And if we allow that chilling effect to succeed, they've won. But it's also to acclimate the police, the military, the bureaucrats, the general public that spying is a great patriotic thing to do. And they get you into the spying thinking you're going to be spying on Al-Qaeda, and you find out it's the American people. And that's confirmed by all the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. I mean, we get new ones every week. They publish stuff that was secret years ago just publicly. Oh, are your neighbors talking about controversial things? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. Is somebody coming in your shop wanting to use cash, bad-mouthing credit cards? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. I mean, these are videos now airing on TV saying this. And they typecast these ditzy-type morons who go, that guy just paid with cash. Homeland Security, he paid with cash. I mean, this is going on. This doesn't have to happen. We don't have to go down this road. Those of you who aren't cowards, speak out and get involved. And those of you that have been on the fence making jokes about all this, stand up. The globalists think they're going to get away with this. It's so wildly corrupt, so classically tyrannical, that there should be no reason they should get away with this. No reason they should get away with putting their hands down your pants and putting you in radiation scanners while the border's wide open and they've canceled the virtual fence and most of the physical fence. But we can secure Afghanistan and Iraq's borders. Look, it's for us. The banks have robbed everything. Don't you get it? George Soros is over in Davos saying, again, he's had a great crisis and loves what's happening to everybody. They've lied to you about the economy getting better. They've designed this implosion. They've done it over and over again in other nations. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're planning on the increased crime and the breakdown of society being the rollout excuse for all of this tyranny. That they've been quietly behind the scenes getting ready. It's kind of like old World War II footage I've seen of the ship works in New York and Boston and other places. And they'd show a big giant curtain. And it would crank back on a big cable, and you'd see a huge ship, a battleship, or submarine, and they'd chop the blocks, and it would just slide in. I'm somebody who, 16 years ago, had studied history, so I recognized, hey, what's that big curtain over there? What's all those guys in black uniforms running around? Again, this is a parable, boiling it down. Let me go over and look behind the curtain, and I look behind it, and I saw this giant weapon system, and I saw them openly training to use it against us. I mean, to boil it down, the globalists have amassed giant spy networks, paramilitary forces, training, secret police, torture, every horrible thing you can imagine behind the scenes, and now they've started to pull the curtain back. And they're going, look at it! It's to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda! And we go, well, look, here's all your training manuals. This is for us. Shut up, terrorist! In fact, that's in the documents, that if you don't like this and say it's for you, you're a terrorist. Well, you just proved my point right there. Silence. I mean, do you see what's happening? Oh, I think we're going to be able to stop them if you get involved. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to get into the economy, a lot of other important medical news, like this headline out of the Daily Mail, mutant mosquitoes, Malaysia release of genetically modified insects sparks fear of uncontrollable new species. The fraud of man-made global warming becoming more and more evident as the much of the Western world locked in ice, record low temperatures since recordings began. That is all coming up. But finishing up the topic that's of great import that I covered in the last hour, shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. And Peter King, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, the outgoing chairman, he is openly calling for total immunity to citizen spies, and we've got all the manuals that have been made public where none of it has to do with foreign al-Qaeda. It is all gun owners, libertarians, people that don't like GMO foods, people that criticize fluoride, criticize the private Federal Reserve, people that are awake. People that know what freedom is. And then I went over Unit 6 of FEMA's website, training.fema.gov, where it talks about putting people in camps during civil unrest and the Emergency Centers Act and all the rest of it. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to get you concerned and awake to history and to get moving against this. And I know people are waking up. The globalists want to divide us along liberal, conservative, black, white party lines. This is about liberty versus tyranny, and we've got to come together and speak out against the authoritarianism that the Democrats and Republicans are pushing. The cybersecurity takeover, the telescreens going in. But if you look at history and study tyranny, and you read now what the RAND Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, and others have been openly saying for more than three decades, they want an authoritarian system. You know, you pick up the January issue 2010 of National Geographic. It's, oh, the Singapore model. Tyranny is good. We need to have this here. Don't criticize your government. Sit down and shut up and everything will be all right. The giant citizen spy networks, and now they want to give them total immunity to lie about you, to spy on you, to be paid to spy on you. 6 years ago, we got the secret documents. 3 years later, it got made public. Clergy response teams, over 100 pages of documents on Infowars.com with phone numbers to FEMA. The pastor had them show up at his office and threaten him in Ohio. They tracked it back and found out, obviously breaking into our stuff somehow. It was given to all the major preachers, and when we learned it was nationwide, they tell them, take the inoculation, go to the FEMA camp, turn in your guns when the government orders them to do it. But in the meantime, they teach them Romans 13, Hitler's favorite verse, do what the government says, it's of God. Well, we are the government. We are the people. It's our Constitution, Bill of Rights. Of course, Romans 13 is saying when it's a godly government. Are we supposed to follow what Hitler said because he was a government, or Stalin, or Mao? We're going to go to Dr. Paul Connon here in a moment. I just wanted to explain to you that when you just look at one of these things by itself, it's bad enough, but you add the thousands of points together, and you know the ingredients that go into a tyranny in history, and then you read the RAND Corporation and other white papers on this, they are consciously doing this. There is 100% proof. They admit it. There's no debating it. America, the great light of liberty, home of the free, land of the brave, is now becoming the home of high-tech oppression. The home of East German-style spy state. Now, what's another big ingredient in this? And we're going to our guest. Here's CNS News, Cyber News Service. Congress will probe special exemptions to health care law that Obama administration gave select unions and businesses, say Republican senator. It's more than 500 now. McDonald's, you name it. With their hundreds of thousands of employees, because they give political contributions, they don't have to get the insurance that adds on average about 30% on to the cost of an employee. They've got to match it as well. So it's an unfair trade advantage. That's another big essence in the Soviet Union, in Nazi Germany, in Cuba, in Cambodia, whatever system it is. Authoritarians always, they control people by they can give you the letter of mark or the licensure to be able to operate. And if you're a Homeland Security spy, you get to walk right through the airport. They're now announcing that. They create artificial classes. And it's a patronage, like a peerage. There are hundreds of thousands of people who get peerage money in England just because their family served the crown well hundreds of years ago. Free homes, free everything. This is the system of patronage, of control, of peerage. Congress will probe it. Now, here's another one out of the Dallas Morning News, and we're going to the guest. Dallas cabbies play political football with city leaders. The drivers are outraged by a city initiative that sends natural gas-powered cabs at the front of the queue at Dallas Love Field so they can go drop their people off for the football game, the Super Bowl, and this is going to go on into the future. This is Wall Street Journal, and come back. It's an unfair trade advantage. And they say if you've got a natural gas car, you go to the head of the line. What do the Nazis first say? Jews and others, they don't get tax breaks. Now you can't be open on the weekend. Now you can't be open, period. See, this is how they control. Oh, you go along with the carbon taxes and the green jobs? You don't work unless you do what we say, outside of law. Oh, go along with the globalists? You don't have to get insurance for your employees. Oh, you gave a political contribution to the Democrats? You don't lose your Chevy dealership. That's on record. This is pure tyranny. It's all illegal. It's impeachable offenses instantly. The sky is the limit. Imagine, you don't have a natural gas car. There's no law, but the police and Homeland Security controls the airport. So we say anybody with a natural gas sticker on their car, you've got to wait while they go in front of you and get all the prime pickups. That always goes with the uniforms and the surveillance and the spies, is that system. All you people that say, I don't care about tyranny, what do I have to hide? I'm an auto mechanic, I'm a school teacher, They put in tyranny to make you a slave. You understand that? All right, I'm going to talk about it more in the next hour. I apologize, Dr. Khanna, getting him on 15 minutes late, but I had to cover that. I'll be with us for the rest of the hour. But I want to talk about, after he leaves us, what it's going to be like living in the system. You already see a lot of what it's like, but this is only the beginning. And so that if we don't stand up and say no to it, when things are darker down the road and I'm in a prison cell or dead, you'll at least remember what I said. Okay? And remember that you were warned and told. And I'm not prophesying here. I know history. You were told. You were warned. Dr. Paul Connett has, for the past 20 years, given over 2,000 pro bono public presentations on incineration and waste management in 49 states in the U.S., and 7 provinces of Canada, and 46 other countries. He has co-authored 6 peer-reviewed and published papers on dioxin, co-edited the newsletter Waste Not, provide expert testimony in court cases, critique numerous health risk assessment, and co-produced over 50 videos on waste issues. And, well, you know, it's probably better for him to describe who he is and what he's done, but he's gotten the majority of EPA scientists to write letters, their union to write letters about how deadly fluoride is. And I wanted to get him back on because 3 weeks ago, the government came out in a press release, was in the Associated Press, and said, yeah, we don't want you to have 1.2 parts per million. We're going to cut that down to 0.7 as the maximum. And they admitted a lot of this, and I want to get his take on why they're caving in, what's happened, but what else is being put in the water under the name fluoride, and how big of a victory this is. Because it shows if people get involved, which is happening everywhere, they will cave in. Because we've got the truth on our side. Dr. Connett, I'm breaking down your medical background and your awakening. Good to have you here, and then we'll get into this big development.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Yes, a very big development indeed. Yes, just to fill you in on my background, for nearly 15 years now, I've been involved in researching the fluoride's toxicity and the fluoridation issue. And we just written a book on this, published in October, The Case Against Fluoride, with two other scientists, James Beck from Calgary and Spedding Micklem from Scotland. And that's available. You can order it through Amazon.com. And we're still waiting for a scientific response to what is essentially the scientific arguments, chapter and verse, again, why this fluoridation is such a stupid practice.
But specifically, you're a chemist.
Yeah.
A prestigious one who didn't believe in any of this till you saw the facts.
Absolutely. When my wife asked me to look into this 14 and a half years ago, I said, what is it? She said, fluoridation. I said, take that away. These people are crazy. So I had fallen for the same indoctrination that millions of other Americans have fallen for. That basically all the people with white coats, the scientists, the regulatory agencies, the professional bodies, they all support fluoridation, and those opposed to it are a bunch of crazy nitwits.
Absolutely, and we have your amazing hour-long interview online on YouTube, Bombshell, How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children, and your report, The Case Against Fluoride. We're about to go to break, but let's start getting into this. What fluoride really does, and what this new development with the government admitting there's, quote, too much fluoride in the water.
Yeah, well, there's two things actually happened a few weeks ago. The first one is the one you've mentioned, that the CDC, the Department of Health and Human Services, said they were going to lower the so-called optimal level, the level that's supposed to cause reduction in tooth decay without causing too much dental fluorosis, which is harm to the teeth. And on the same day, the EPA said that they, after 4.5 years, they were finally responding to the National Research Council's recommendation that they lower the maximum contaminant level goal for fluoride. That's the safe drinking water standard. So you've got two levels here. One is the level you put in supposedly to reduce tooth decay, and I say supposedly, and the level above which you have to take it out because it's too dangerous. And the National Research Council said the level has to be lowered. And that was the thing that everybody heard about. What they didn't hear about is the following Monday, the EPA's pesticide division agreed to all our challenges to the use of sulfuryl fluoride on on food in warehouses, which leaves a residue of fluoride. And the argument that we used and they accepted is there's too much fluoride out there already, so we can't let Dow AgroSciences put more fluoride into our food.
Absolutely. They gas the food with this stuff, and then we eat it. And we did cover that here. Stay there.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
I just want to say that this whole fluoride situation is an example of the power we have. They just keep laughing at us, stonewalling. I said, go to all the city councils. You have taken action. We've had the anti-fluoride poster campaign. I'm not taking all the credit, but a slice of it does go to you, the listeners. And it shows that it doesn't matter if we have the facts and they laugh at us, we keep pushing. There's nothing they can do. In fact, I'm glad Dr. Conant brought that up because that was in my folder to get to. New York Times, AP as well. EPA proposes phase-out of fluoride-based pesticide. This came the same week, 3 weeks ago, but didn't get as much attention. We covered it here as them announcing, okay, we don't want 1.2 parts per million. We want 0.7. But here's the issue they're not pointing out. Toothpaste. Processed foods have it. They're spraying it on crops, but also gassing crops. Remember last week, the guy went into a house that had the tin up to kill bed bugs, and the fluoride gas killed him, and it said right on the door, fluoride gas danger. The residue gets left, and so they claim 0.7 is safe, doctor, but when you add in the toothpaste and the stuff in the food and the pesticides using it, I mean, my gosh, what a massive load that is bioaccumulating, you know, as a chemist who studies this. And how could they hold back the truth when a decade ago and 6 years ago they had testimony in Congress, the majority of EPA scientists signing a letter saying take it out? I mean, the government scientists know the truth, and once the truth comes out, they can't stop it.
Yeah, and in fact, we have absolute proof that the kids are being overexposed to fluoride. You don't have to estimate it. You just measure it. They've admitted that 41% of American children between the age of 12 and 15, and that includes kids in fluoridated communities and non-fluoridated communities, have some form of dental fluorosis, which is a simple marker that the kid's been overexposed to fluoride. And that's what finally triggered this drop from 1.2 to 0.7 parts per million. But before we go on, I want to thank you, Alex, very, very much. You know, after our live interview a few months back in Austin, I went back to the studio, and your excellent production team created a videotape. They allowed me just to speak for quite a long time. That is the best videotape that I've managed to have done. But my best interview, best statement. And I'm so glad that people are watching it around the world. And I hope you'll keep pushing that particular videotape. I just felt that your staff just allowed me to get the story out. And in just under an hour, it was great.
Well, you know, it's had hundreds of thousands of views. It's free on our YouTube channel, on the InfoWarrior channel. But I forget the title that we gave it so people can easily search it. Do you remember the name of it?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I guess if they say it, the search fluoride, so maybe one of your staff can look that up. One other quick thing here. The news about this lowering of the 0.7 parts per million for the so-called optimal level to reduce tooth decay, which is complete mythology, but nevertheless, it made headline news, and that was good for us because it suddenly gave a jolt to the American public that maybe people like myself who had some sense to them worried about fluoridation. So it was good from that point of view. But it was a deal. A deal was cut between the Department of Health and Human Services and the Water Division of the EPA, which said, more or less, if you lower the standard and make it look as if you're concerned, when we determine a new safe drinking water standard, we will make sure that it won't interfere with water fluoridation. And they come out and say that. They literally say, we are going to come up with a standard which protects the water fluoridation program. And this is outrageous. It's probably the clearest example of politics interfering with science on this issue for many years. It's down there in black and white. You know, when you're determining a safe level of a substance in drinking water, you should not let a program, however well-intentioned it is, interfere with your statement about what is safe for children to drink. And they, you know, further on in their document, they say the level which has a benefit is so close, to the level that causes harm, that we are going to abandon the normal safety factors when we determine the safe level. I mean, it's Alice in Wonderland, but very clear for anybody to view.
Well, you're absolutely right. We did find the video. It's on the InfoWarrior channel on YouTube. It's, of course, in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's where we post all of these first, and it's really the listeners who are members of PrisonPlanet.tv that underwrite us being able to get people in studio or fly around the country and just literally uninterrupted put yourself and many other experts on for hours and hours just to lay the facts out. Then my team also adds documents to every word you say. The video that could save millions of lives, Professor Paul Conant, Your Toxic Tap Water. Dr. Paul Conant, Professor of Chemistry, St. Lawrence University, fluoridealert.org. That video, we'll put it on screen for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Professor Paul Conant, Your Toxic Tap Water. Let's come back, go into the facts of tap water and why you think they're starting to cave in. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., many days till 3 p.m., we go into overdrive. We're here live. We're back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. We're going back to Dr. Paul Conant here in just a moment. But it is the, 30-plus interviews we posted where we've flown all over the country. We were blessed to be able to have Dr. Conant here in studio for the hour-long presentation that we put together with him, both giving a speech in Austin and in our studio. Professor Paul Conant, Your Toxic Tap Water. That is free on YouTube, and there's a whole bunch of different versions of it with several hundred thousand views. The particular one I'm mentioning has 75,998 views. I've also produced a video that's 10 minutes long, condensing it all with documents that's gotten over 100,000 views. It needs to get 10 million views. deals with fluoride, and I talk about toxic tap water killing you and your children. There's no doubt how deadly all of this is. We're going back to him in a moment, but if you do believe in what we're doing and you want to underwrite and get the higher quality and the podcast and the live streaming video and my book and Paul Watson's book and everything in one spot, prisonplanet.tv. And then that finances us making this all and giving it away for free. My film, The Obama Deception, over 30 million views online total, conservatively. Other films, tens of millions of views. Loose Change, Final Cut, I produced. We're here to wake people up. We understand the tyranny we're facing. We have no future if we're not successful. But when you do pay $5.95 a month or 15 cents a day at prisonplanet.tv, you get the higher quality audio podcast, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new videos and things every few months there. Restoring the Republic, one of the latest videos with, the Constitution Party presidential candidate who's done such a great job, Chuck Baldwin. Joel Skousen, The Tea Party Deception, Russell Means, Welcome to the Reservation, Inside Rand Corporation with Alex Abeya, Your Toxic Tap Water. I mean, that's just some of the new stuff that we put up there recently on top of everything else, all my films. But the special ends on Monday, you can get 5+ months free. It's 5.3 months free is what it comes out to. You sign up for yearly membership, you get 5.3 months free when you pay for 6.7 months. And you can also, on your username and passcode, you can share it. Up to 6 people can log in under the same name and password. We've set it that way. We've looked at it with bandwidth. We're able to afford that. So one membership is really 6 memberships, or even more. Folks won't usually be logged on to your username or passcode. Just if you give it away to too many people, you may get locked out sometimes when people are on there. But that's really our goal, is to get the word out. I mean, that's the overdriving operation. So prisonplanet.tv with that special in the online video bookstore. The draft Ron Paul T-shirts are very popular. A lot of new T-shirts we've added. Ball caps. It's all about meeting like-minded people when you wear these shirts and hats. Creating communities to resist tyranny. Infowars.com for the online video book apparel store. The sponsors, all of that funds our operation and what we're doing here. We're doing something very, very special. If you go to the Google Analytics or you go to Alexa.com and look at Infowars.com alone, it dwarfs Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck combined, now bigger than WorldNet Daily, just one of our sites, bigger than MSNBC, and our trend straight up. It's actually quite frightening, the amount of threats I'm getting and things that are going on. The system is scared because they know we have the truth. And we're breaking down the walls on fluoride and so many other issues. And I'm happy to dedicate my life and my name and my treasure to this fight. And I appreciate your support. We couldn't do it without you. Okay, this is a long segment, Dr. Conant. I'm going to try to sit back and give you the floor to go over this pesticide announcement, what that pesticide fluoride does, what's going on in the water, and why. First, I want to hear from you. Why do you think they're starting to cave in? I think I know why. If the vast majority of the scientists are hopping mad that work for the government, if people are starting to file lawsuits over not just the fluoride but the other things that are put in under the name, they know that they've got to at least back off because this is an issue that they know has gotten people really awake. What do you think's happening?
Well, I think, first of all, it began with the Internet. People like yourself making available the information which they'd kept, you know, more or less to the priesthood, the scientists within the system. But now everybody has access to the science. And we've coupled that, and they've had two approaches for over 50, maybe 60 years, two approaches on promoting fluoridation. One was to claim that all the scientists and all the professional bodies supported it, used endorsements rather than science to propel it. And at the same time, the other finger was pointed at the opponents being a bunch of crazies. Well, what we've been able to demonstrate with the professional, with the video professional perspectives on water fluoridation on our website, that's 15 scientists explaining why it's a bad idea, a professional statement now signed by over 3,500 scientists from around the world, and lastly, our book, The Case Against Fluoride, we're reaching more and more scientists, more and more doctors, more and more dentists with an open mind. So they're losing their base. They're losing that strategy of keeping the scientists and the doctors away from the literature. You and others are making that literature available. Now, perhaps the most important literature that has now become apparent is the evidence that fluoride damages the brain. And what person in the world would gladly protect their children's teeth, even if it worked, at the expense of damaging damaging their brain. And since I spoke to you last time, there have been another three published studies on IQ, or studies relating to brain development, have been published. So that brings us up to 25 IQ studies, plus another important human brain study. More animal studies indicating that Freud damages the brain. But guess what? In the EPA's assessment of the new safe drinking water standard, they have made no reference, none at all, to all this stuff on the brain. Again, showing how captured the EPA Water Division politically is on this issue, that they are, they think it's more important to protect the water fluoridation program and all the reputations and all the interests of the dental lobby who are concerned about lawsuits, etc. They are more concerned about protecting this program than the health and the brains of our children. And when people find that out, they're absolutely outraged. As I say, they cannot deny that our children are overexposed to fluoride. You can see it. 41% of American children aged 12 to 15 have dental fluorosis, which is a damage to the enamel. What they would want you to believe is that fluoride could be damaging the growing tooth cells in a baby's body as they when they're born without damaging any other tissues in the body. First of all, that's highly unlikely. It's highly likely if you're damaging the teeth, you're damaging the bone, and that has been demonstrated. But also, you have to worry about other tissues, the thyroid gland, the pineal gland, and of course, the brain itself. The evidence is there. They're completely ignoring it. Why? I don't know. Tell me.
Well, to be politically correct, everyone just marches forward and says, I drink my tap water. I eat my food that's been sprayed with fluoride, you know, because the media says you're a kook if you actually know the science. But, Dr. Condit, you don't get into this, but I do. I've got the Rockefeller Foundation documents. We've written articles, more than 10 of them, just in November and December of last year at Infowars.com, directly linking to the big tax-free foundations who are eugenicists. And they said, we're going to put things in food and water to lower fertility. Sperm counts down in the West by 87%. Women's fertility way down. We're going to come up with things to add to the water, the White House science czar, to reduce fertility. We know that they want to reduce IQ. This is a social control and population control system, and they knew fully well in the 50s when they pushed it what they'd done, and it's part of a strategic program. Our government and other governments will pay millions of dollars to single third world small cities to make sure they put it in. They'll pay to put in the systems. They'll give them new water treatment just to do it. It's not because they care about people's teeth. This is so cold-blooded, and I think that's the final part of the equation that people need to go ahead and face up to. This has all been done by design. You probably, as a scientist, just absolutely, you know, just to, you know, the area of what the, of what the chemical's doing, want to get into. Yeah. But I mean, what can you say to the fact that they know this, and they know what's going on, and they just don't care?
Well, I think, you know, we left motivations to the last chapter in our book, and it's simply the most difficult chapter to write, trying to understand why people continue this stupid practice, which should never have started. Using the water supply to deliver medication is such a stupid thing to do because you can't control the dose, you can't control who gets it, no individual supervision, absolutely crazy from the word go. So, yes, it's a conundrum to understand why. But you know, Alex, when I come on your program, I'm not saying that I agree with everything that you talk about. And you, when you bring me on, you're not agreeing with everything that I think. You'd be horrified with some of the other things that I believe in, attitudes and so on. So I think we have to stick to that. I will talk about the science. I think there's a huge question mark about motivation. I'm more inclined to think of economic interest. I think of the economic interest of the sugar industry, which was on record before fluoridation began, that they needed to find a means of reducing tooth decay without reducing sugar consumption. Knowing how strong the sugar lobby is, I think that is a pressure that needs to be thoroughly.
Well, doctor, I totally agree with you. I mean, anything that the social engineers do, they have to get with all of their main lobbies, and they always go with things that help them on so many fronts. We know from uranium purification, from aluminum smelting, from power plant scrubbers, from the phosphate fertilizer industry, they've got all these toxic byproducts that they'd have to pay to dispose of or to store. And so if they can push at the end of World War II with all of this, you know, industrial waste sitting around, that it's good for you and put it in the water, then win, win, win. I'm saying at the social engineering top of the pyramid, though, they also like it because we know fluoride attacks the pineal, associated with higher consciousness and higher brain functions. It does attack the thyroid. It attacks reproduction. It attacks the bones. We know that from all the studies that you're such an expert on. So my issue is I'm saying that is a central factor, but I absolutely concur with you overall. Let's talk about the fact of what, when they call it sodium fluoride, what are they really putting in the water? Because I've read what the city of Austin buys and what's in that and pays, you know, close to $1 million a year. I've looked, there's different variants. A lot of cities get it from China. And it's turned out that there's hundreds and hundreds of chemicals in there. So I have found and told people to go after cities and counties and water districts to say, okay, let them debate fluoride and say it's really good for you. We're already starting to win that with the facts. What about the radioactive isotopes that you write about in your book that's now big news in Texas? The state knew and covered it up for decades. It now turns with the federal government. Of course, they're talking about the cover-up, but not why is it in there, where did it come from? So that's going on. The lead, the mercury, the arsenic, the other things they're adding, I think that's the Achilles heel.
Well, yeah, a lot of people agree with you. Over 90% of the chemicals used to fluoridate public water supplies in the United States come from the scrubbing liquor of the wet scrubbers used in the phosphate fertilizer industry. And the substance that is produced in those scrubbers is called hexafluorosilicic acid. It's not made, it's not produced naturally in the environment. It's a toxic waste. It contains a whole bunch of other crap. It can't be dumped into the sea by international law. It can't be dumped locally because it's too concentrated. But if someone buys it from them, it becomes a product. And once it's a product, then you can add it to the drinking water. Outrageous, but true. And apropos your issue about radioactive isotopes, the same rock which is mined in Florida for this purpose is also mined for uranium. And therefore, one of the things which may well be in this stuff are trace amounts of radioactive isotopes, the daughter breakdown isotopes from the decay of uranium. So, yeah, there's a huge concern in this stuff. But again, why on earth would you put a hazardous waste into people's drinking water? So we've got two bizarre things here. Number one, we're using the public drinking water supply to deliver medication, which has not been done with any other substance since fluoridation began in 1945. And secondly, we're using the public water supply as a way of getting rid of an industry's hazardous waste. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. You know, if you wanted to do this rationally, supposing that somebody could prove to you, Alex, that swallowing fluoride actually reduces tooth decay and the best way to deliver it is through water, then the obvious way to do it is to make up bottled water at one part per million and make it freely available in pharmacies and supermarkets. If you did it that way, you could control the chemical that you use. You could use pharmaceutical-grade sodium fluoride instead of industrial-grade hexafluorosilicic acid, number one. Number two, you could make up the concentration one part per million and tell people only drink 1 liter of this a day. That way you control the dose, the very thing that we can't do when it's in the water supply. And because you're using, if you use this approach, you'd use a minuscule fraction of the fluoride that is currently being used. And therefore, you could afford to use sodium fluoride. You know, 99%+ of the fluoride that you add to water goes nowhere near people's stomach, goes nowhere near their teeth. It's flushed down the toilet. It's used to wash cars and everything else. And the only reason that they can afford to do that is because they're using this hazardous product, this industrial-grade material that the phosphate fertilizer industry is only too happy to have stupid people
Well, I like the analogy of, let's say it's reportedly good for your teeth, which we now are learning it, you know, that's a fraud. And the government's having to admit it and saying, you know, don't have six-year-olds or younger brush their teeth with it, but still it's all on the store shelves. If I don't want to get sunburned and I put on 35-level sunblock, I don't drink it to keep my skin from getting burned. So why are you drinking this if it's supposedly for the teeth? Why isn't it just done topically? But shifting gears out of that, you now, and I can play the newscast if you haven't seen it, the Japanese government, U.S. government, Fox News reporting it, they're all saying they want to put lithium in the water to make us behave well, so showing they want to social engineer with it. There's a big push. And statins in the water, which a lot of evidence, medical science shows, isn't actually helping with cholesterol, and it looks like another fraud. But the point is, they're now admitting and trying to condition the public to move towards total medicalization of the water and turning it into some type of drug-interacting stew. And not to mention most water supply is already contaminated from runoff with Prozac and everything else. So they're on record, and so is the White House science, are saying they want to do things to us through the water.
That's insane. It is absolutely insane. From a medical point of view, this is insane. Now, let me go through it again. Once you put it into the water, you can't control dose. Ask any pharmacist if there's any drug out there for which he would write a prescription which says take as much as you want. Secondly, you can't control who gets it. It's going to go to everybody. It's going to go to bottle-fed infants. It's going to go to people that are sick. It's going to go to people with poor kidney function. It's going to go to elderly people. It's going to go to people with poor nutrition. Ask a pharmacist if there's any drug that you can give to anyone, regardless of age, regardless of nutritional or health status. They'll laugh in your face.
Stay there. Got to come right back. Very good points from Dr. Paul Conant. We're going to continue straight ahead. I'll probably keep in 5 minutes of the next hour if we can do it. And I'm getting into all the other news. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All of you can do something. You can educate people. And this free video online at YouTube, even if you don't have a computer, go to the library and email it to your friends and family. Professor Paul Kahn at Your Toxic Tap Water. It's 59 minutes and 12 seconds long. There's another 10-minute video I did a few weeks ago that gets into all the hardcore documentation as well. Get these out to people. This is why I do this, is because I care. I mean, I have to go through a lot of trouble to keep my children away from this. And then I go to the store and it's just almost all the water says for babies, for nurseries, give it to your baby. When the government for, 6 years now has said people under six, don't give them any fluoride. But they push it at kids. It's diabolical, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I wanted to go over an example here that Jaron pointed out a few months ago to me. And the number one allergy in the country causing the most deaths, it affects 21 million Americans. Most common allergy is peanut or other similar type of these nuts. And, I mean, peanuts got stuff in them that are good for you, but do we force all 300 million Americans to eat peanuts? Well, this is something we know isn't good, sodium fluoride. It's just incredible, and it kills so many people a year with the peanuts. And then now we see the record numbers of thyroid problems clearly associated with sodium fluoride, especially in women. We see the sevenfold increase in bone cancer in boys. I mean, this is amazing. Dr. Conant, where do we go from here? Again, they're starting to back off a little bit. Are they losing the battle? I mean, is the truth coming out?
I think they are losing, yes, and I don't think they can hide the dental fluorosis, and that will always be the driver here. But when people find out that it's more than just teeth, it isn't just teeth, that concerns dentists. What concerns parents is bones, brains, thyroid, and so on. One of the extraordinary things that the EPA says in assessing damage to the bone, they said, well, the National Research Council says we should look at stage 2 skeletal fluorosis. And then they define what this is. They say it's pains in the bones, the stiffness in the joints, pains in the joints, etc. We don't have any evidence of stage 2 skeletal fluorosis in the United States. We don't have any evidence that people have pains in the joints. They don't have pains in the bone. Give me a break.
It's epidemic.
We have 1 in 3 American adults with arthritis. But nobody is looking to see if there's a connection between some of the forms of arthritis and living in a fluoridated community for 10, 20, 30, 40 years or so on.
Well said. And again, 2,000 people are hospitalized conservatively each year from peanut allergy, 150 roughly die. But I see the statistics all the time. It's in the news. All sorts of degenerative disease of the bones and skeletal system, different types of arthritis, juvenile onset. I mean, it's a plague, but drink your fluoride.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about this? You know, there are certain things in this life we can't do anything about. You know, fate can give us a raw deal at any moment. Any moment we can have a heart attack, any moment something is going to happen to us, the doctor's going to tell us we got cancer. There are a lot of things we can't do anything about. But this is one, Alex, that we can do something about. We can just turn off the tap in the waterworks department, and all of a sudden, fluoride is no longer in our drinking water. And this is one factor we can take out of all the other factors which may be causing ill health. It's as simple as that. When the light dawns, when the political will is there, fluoridation is as easy as turning off a tap. It's a question of getting that political will. And to get that political will, we need more and more people out there in the public getting informed. And that's where I think you are performing a fantastic job.
Dr. Conant, thank you. You're performing a wonderful job for humanity. We're going to be right back with you in 1 minute, do 5 more minutes with you. And then I was just handed some devastating news. Gibbs said last week that Obama would be calling for gun control in the State of the Union. They're now doing it. I have the Newsweek headline, White House to push gun control. That's coming up at 8 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.